The American jobs machine isn't quite as well-oiled as experts were thinking. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. On Friday, the official jobs report for May comes out. Today, an early hint from the payroll processing company ADP. Here's analyst and portfolio manager Susan Schmidt.
So our ADP numbers came in at a positive 178,000. Expectations were closer to 190,000, so slightly short of that, but still overall very positive and a good sign that the economy is still progressing in a forward fashion.
All right, I'm still stuck on the fact that they're a little bit lower than expected. I mean, how much should I actually worry about that?
When you look at these data points over time, they're always going to change because it's hard to be precise. However, I think 178,000 actual versus 190,000 expected is close enough within the range that the overall trend is still positive, and that's what we want to focus on.
All right. Also this morning, the government revised economic growth down by just a sliver. Gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of a moderate 2.2% in the winter quarter. We note that GDP captures money changing hands, but not income inequality or general prosperity. Walmart, Apple, Amazon. When the latest Fortune 500 list came out the other day with those obvious names at the top, you might have thought, so what? But let's go deeper with Eric Gordon, a frequent contributor here, who's a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So you've written this piece for the Washington publication, The Hill. Fortune 500 reveals what we value. Okay, by that measure, what do we value?
Well, it turns out what we value changes over time. What we used to value and value a lot were our cars. If you go back to 1958, six of the top 10 companies in the Fortune 500 sold us cars or gasoline for our cars. And, you know, that was true for about 40 years. But not so true this year. Only one car company is in the top 10 and one oil company is in the top 10.
Now, we do value our health, and that's got to show up because I watch the economy as well. That's in the Fortune 500.
You know, three of the top 10 are healthcare. There's CVS, which is a drugstore company, United Health, which is an insurer, and McKesson, which supplies a lot of the healthcare stuff to hospitals and doctor's offices. So, you know, no surprise when you look at where your money goes, but a really big difference than in the past, there were zero healthcare companies in the top 10. So things have changed.
It's so interesting, Eric. I mean, I used to just shrug when I would see the latest Fortune 500 index. It's important, I guess, if you're one of the companies involved. Did you move up? Did you move down? But it just seemed like another one of these rankings. You see some meaning here.
Yeah, you know, it is certainly the CEO ego ranking list. But because of the way the list is done, companies are ranked by revenue. Revenue is how much money they take in selling us stuff, which means it's the same as how much money we spend buying their stuff, which means it really reflects our values in a real, well, absolutely dollars and cents ways. So I could tell you that I value the environment, but what do I spend my money on? It turns out we can find out by looking at the Fortune 500 list.
With one overall caveat, right? There is more to life than where we spend our money. That's the problem with using, for instance, gross domestic product to measure well-being.
Yeah. You know, what I would like to see on the list somewhere pretty high up is a company selling kindness or love. But the list doesn't capture that. So it's at best a partial list.
University of Michigan business professor Eric Gordon wrote a piece in the publication The Hill with the title Fortune 500 Reveals What We Value, Cheap Stuff, Tech, and Healthcare. We recently heard from Tom in Basel, Switzerland, who wrote to tell us that he appreciates and trusts the way that Marketplace analyzes the economy without foolishness or bias, and makes him think about issues in different ways. Now, if you agree with Tom, please join him as a Marketplace investor by donating online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Tom and everyone who makes our work possible. Now to hogs gone wild. Feral pigs cause about $200 million damage in the U.S. In Texas, farmers are spending millions to stop these things, including aerial hunts. Marketplace's Andy Euler went along.
A pair of buddies, Brett Close and Devin Hirschman, drove a long way to get to Coulter Airfield in Bryan, Texas. It's about an hour and a half northwest of Houston.
It was like 1,200 miles.
That's Hirschman. He's from North Dakota, about 10 miles from the Canadian border. 1,200 miles is 24 hours of driving.
My wife bought me my half of the trip, I guess, as a present.
His half was about $2,000. That's for a two-hour helicopter ride flown by a company called Helibacon. The firm flies the aircraft, supplies the machine guns and ammo for the hunt. From the ride-along seat in the aircraft, I watch as Hirschman and Close lean out of the helicopter and shoot at hogs as they scurry through the fields below. It's always been legal in Texas to hunt invasive species from aircraft, but for years, private landowners had to hire a team to do it. The farmer was footing the bill. All that changed in 2011 when the state legislature passed the so-called pork chopper law. Chris Britt started his company, Helibacon, soon after.
Texas made it legal for the helicopter company to sell the gunner seat. It's the exact same activity, it just exists as a viable commercial activity.
Britt and his partners all had hunting, firearms, and aviation backgrounds, so they invested in a helicopter, hoping the idea would work.
I saw the opportunity for corporate entertainment. I saw the opportunity for a bunch of guys doing bucket list items. I mean, I was just thinking, I would pay for it. I know other people will, too.
So far, more than 100 companies and individuals have permits to hunt invasive feral hogs from helicopters in Texas. Britt insists that they're selling an experience. Just so happens they're helping landowners with their hog problem, as long as the landowner allows it, and most are happy to.
The private landowner, they're getting torn up by the feral pigs. You know, almost all of them are eager to have us there, and they actually request that we fly their properties more often.
Helicopter hunting is also allowed in Louisiana and Oklahoma. Not to be outdone, Texas passed a bill last year that allows hog hunting from hot air balloons. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And briefly, some numbers on the Roseanne show, now defunct on ABC after Barr's online racism. Barr was getting a $250,000 per episode. Kantar Media calculates ABC sold $45 million worth of advertising for this season, $60 million expected for a season two. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.